Okay, well, praise God.
Hope that anointing is saturating you and you're feeling the presence of the Lord right now, wherever you're at. Let's all do an unaware sins prayer, and those who can, please do a KOG, please. Okay, praise the Lord. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for this wonderful anointing that's saturating through everybody, that they receive it not only just now, but whenever they go forward on the internet to look at it and review. And we thank you, Lord, that everybody's blessed totally and completely in Jesus' name. Glory to your holy name. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Okay, we're going to finish up on prospering your soul here.
Now we're starting part two today, and we're going to do a review of part one, a very quick review.
Okay, first of all, it's vital to prosper your soul. Your soul's in agreement with what God says, His word is concerning your situation. We must do this, okay? 3 John 1:2, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. This is the verse we're standing right now, that this encompasses so many things, that you prosper, you're healthy, as your soul prospers, okay? Right. There's a spiritual parallel to how successful your prosperity level is with regards to your finances and your health. Both those have a direct correlation to how successfully your soul prospers. You prosper your soul by transforming or changing to a biblical, godly. Romans 12:2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You go to test what to prove what God's perfect will is, the good, pleasing, perfect will of God. Okay? And you process so by changing what you input into your mind with the word of God. Okay? If people are constantly out there looking at things that are not godly, their soul's not going to be prospered. Okay? You prosper your soul by renewing how your mind thinks. This will change your behavior from negative to positive. We must remain a positive viewpoint for everybody who watches us. You prosper by studying the Word of God and by reading your Bible daily. Okay. Now, as we know in ABC, the structure man has five parts: the heart, soul, mind, body, and spirit. And it's called the Pentecostomy. Do you promise yourself to be blessed in every area of your life? This is where we're going to get to every area of your life. People struggle in many areas of their life. Prospering your soul is so important. It's vital to prosper your soul because it causes everything else to prosper and be blessed in every area of your life. Okay? Great. All right. Now we're going to go down to part two series. We'll share this up for you. The Prosper Your Soul and Be in Health series, part two. Who am I in Christ Jesus? Okay. Who am I in Christ Jesus? Affirm, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made Christ, who knew no sin, to judiciously be sin on our behalf, so that in him we become the righteousness of God, that is, we would be made acceptable to him, placed in a right relationship with him by his gracious loving kindness. Now, as we prosper our soul, we line our mind up more to what Christ wants us to be more Christ-like. We often do the affirmations, we have the mind of Christ. This is how you prosper your soul. Whatever you think and do is Christ-like. In doing so, as your soul prospers, you will understand the faith for your healing and to financially prosper. And the devil's pulling a lot of things, people down, because they're not walking with the mental concept of being the mind of Christ. People watch wrong things on TV. I'm not against TV. I'm not against it at all. Don't misunderstand me. But you must pick and choose what you put into your mind. And as we do what we read and we pick and choose, this is how we line our soul up to the body, to Christ, in Christ Jesus. Okay? Number two, Brother Ken, anything you want to add to that?
No, I agree with that, that, you know, when we prosper our soul, we have to make sure that everything that is going into our mind and affects our soul is lined up with the Word of God. And that also is encompassing your thought life of your memories, that sometimes in the past when something had offended you or someone had offended you, and the devil tries to bring those videos back to your mind of the reoccurrence of those offenses, then we need to stop that video or stop those thoughts and refocus back on what the Word of God says of who we are in Christ and remember to walk in the fruit of the Spirit.
Okay, number two. Affirm with me. I am chosen to be holy.
I am chosen to be holy.
Consecrated.
Consecrated.
Set apart for him.
Set apart for him.
Blameless.
Blameless.
Before God in love.
Before God in love. We went ahead of time. We should be number one.
I guess we should be number one too. So affirm with me. I am the righteousness.
I am the righteousness.
Of God in Christ Jesus.
Of God in Christ Jesus.
Okay. Where I did that part.
Okay.
So going back to number two now. Ephesians 1:4 in the Amplified Classic. Even as in his love, he chose us. Actually picked us. He picked you out for himself as his own. Now, you still have your free will. You don't have to go with him, but you were chosen. And of course, all of us did choose to go with him, but that's in Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, consecrated, and set apart for him, and blameless in his sight, even above reproach before him in love. Okay, very simply, God loved you enough. He chose you before the foundation of the world, and you have accepted it. And I'm sure a lot of people were chosen that didn't accept it. You will never go against your free will. Because we've accepted it, we must be holy, consecrated, set apart for him, blameless, above reproach. That is what we stand with, so we can have the mind of Christ. Now, when you have the mind of Christ, it's easier to discern when God is speaking to you and when the enemy is speaking to you. As you have the mind of Christ, you know that you know that you know that you're following the right one. Now, the devil is very talented. Satan's been doing this for a long, long time. He's talented at imitating God. He's talented at saying things just have a little bit off that aren't godly. But if we have the mind of Christ, we know the minute that something is a little bit off. Okay. All right. Number three, affirm with me. I am predestined.
I am predestined.
and lovingly planned
and lovingly planned
for me to have been adopted
to God
as his adult child through Christ Jesus. Okay. Now, I have a couple of cousins that I love, and they were adopted. Okay. And when we were in grade school, and some of the kids were giving my one cousin a hard time, he says, "Listen, my mom and dad chose me. Your mom and dad were stuck with you." And it shut everybody up. But the bottom line is, this, you've been adopted. You've been chosen by God. Okay, Ephesians 1:5. He predestined and lovingly planned for us to be adopted to himself as his own children through Jesus Christ. Now, we love these cousins just like they were blood. It didn't matter to anybody in our family if they were adopted. They were, as far as we're concerned, blood. They were the same, in accordance with the kind intention and good pleasure of his will. So when God has adopted you into his family, he's adopted you, he's picked you, he's chosen you. Out of all the people on the earth, he chose you to be with him. Now, he wants everybody to be with him, but he knows a lot aren't going to be. But he chose you. Karen?
Yeah, I think that really ministers a lot to me. And I feel so blessed that the creator of this universe not only realize that I exist, and that, you know, compared to all the glorious things in his life, that you and I are important to him. And that made me want to love myself the way he loves me. That made me want to be who he wants me to be. And I didn't realize that I had some things in my life that I was devaluing myself and not considering myself worthy to receive his blessings and his promises. And that helped me so much to be able to partake of everything that he wants us to have. So I hope that helps somebody.
Okay, affirm with me again. I am God's workmanship.
I am God's workmanship.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Created in Christ Jesus.
Reborn.
Reborn.
Spiritually transformed.
Spiritually transformed.
Renewed.
Renewed.
Ready to be used.
Ready to be used.
For good works.
For good works.
Which God prepared me beforehand.
Which God prepared me beforehand.
Taking paths which he set.
Taking paths which he set.
So that I would walk in them.
So that I would walk in them.
Living the good life.
Living the good life.
Which he prearranged.
Which he prearranged.
And made ready for me.
And made ready for me.
Okay. Ephesians 2:10. We're his workmanship. His own masterwork, a work of art. Created in Christ Jesus. Reborn from above, spiritually transformed. Renewed and ready to be used for good works. Which God prepared for us beforehand. Taking paths which he set, and we would walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. Let's look at this for a second. We're reborn. We're all born again. We're spiritually transformed and renewed. Okay, we get that. Ready to be used for good work. So God has a plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11 has a plan for you. God has prepared you for this plan. God prepared beforehand. You are prepared for the plan you're supposed to do. The paths which he set. This is where a lot of people run into problems. They don't want to follow God's plan. They want to do the plans that he set. They want to go off on their own thing. Okay? So I can walk in them, living the good life, which he prearranged and made ready for me. So we follow God's plan for us. We have the good life, which he prearranged and made ready for us. Okay? If we don't follow God's plan, you don't know where you're going to end up. Karen?
This really helps me a lot because sometimes when the enemy comes and does the, you should have done this, could have done this, would you have done that? And I sometimes would feel guilty if I made a mistake or errors, or I go over and over and over a situation and say, Lord, I blew it, or should I have done something better for a better outcome? You know what? The devil is still the devil. And we do our best, and God does the rest. And we have to release those things that would try to bring guilt and condemnation, because there is now, therefore, no condemnation to them that is in Christ Jesus. And so I have to realize that I'm being readied to be used for good works. And if in that process I blow it and I make mistakes and I have to get back up and say, Lord, help me do better next time, well, that's okay. Because God doesn't reject us because we make a mistake. God doesn't say, I'm not going to use you because you aren't perfect yet. We are being perfected in Christ Jesus, but He loves us because of our heart, and that our heart is a heart that thirsts and pants after Him like a deer pants after the water. He knows that you love Him and I love Him, and that we want Him to help us improve. And so we could just be ourselves and who we are. He doesn't require us to be exactly like Jesus. He loves us regardless, and He's the one that helps us improve. He's the one that helps us get changed and go from glory to glory. And we need to stop beating ourselves up. We need to love ourselves, because He loves us, and you are beautiful, and you are lovable, and you are worthy to receive that love. And God wants to use you to bless other people, because what you have learned so far, you can share with someone else. We don't have to wait till everything is exactly the way that we think that God wants it to be before we share the goodness of God with others. Amen.
Okay. Repeat after me, please. I am healed. I am the healed
I am the healed
of the Lord.
of the Lord,
And I reject
and I reject
these lying symptoms
these lying symptoms
in the name of Jesus.
in the name of Jesus.
Okay. Exodus 15, 26. If you will diligently, keyword is diligently, not occasionally, not sporadically, diligently hearken to the voice of your Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, will listen to and obey His commandments and keep all His statutes. Now, too often people, we live in a compromised world today where they've compromised things because they've seen so many things that sound good. It sounds like it should be okay, but does not have God's word. That's not going to work. What is right in God's sight? Remember, His ways are not our ways. We'll listen to and obey His commandments and keep all His statutes. I will put, meaning God, none of the diseases upon you which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Now, many people have gone through some very big physical challenges. Some are going through them right now. We get that. So we're going to have to follow the Lord right now as He heals all of us and believe for total healing and restoration in Jesus' name.
Amen. And when you've prayed for healing, you believe that you were healed at the time that you prayed. And so by faith that you have been healed, and we keep rejecting the lying symptoms, because you are already the healed of the Lord once you prayed. Okay. So Pastor James is going to share a testimony.
All right, so at our conference, and we had a great time at the conference, fantastic. We literally walked between 2 and 4 miles a day. And one day, I was walking down this flight of stairs. It was a full length story. They were hard stairs. They weren't with carpet on them. There was some kind of hard stone of some kind. And my knee was challenged to buckle. Those you don't know, when I was 19 years old, I had a really challenging knee accident. And this never happens, but it just gave out one day. And I fell hard. Fortunately, I fell backwards instead of forwards down the flight of stairs, because it was a long way down these hard stairs. I feel the angels pushed me back and I landed hard. And then I was challenged to walk the rest of the way back to the hotel, which is about a mile away. Okay.
No, actually, we were going to go to the hotel and you decided to go to the conference anyway.
True.
And he had told me, because of his knee challenge and the surgery when he was 19 years old, they took out the majority of the cartilage on his knee from surgery at 19 years old. And through prayer and affirmations and three witnessing and cleansing, he was able to, after, ABC retreats and cleansing, be able to walk like maybe 80% manifestation of healing without limping. But there was still a challenge of pain, but the pain level went down from 10 to about two or three, I guess, on a regular basis. So his gait was not as fast as a normal person. So because it was so far from our hotel to the convention center on this business trip we went on, he asked me, could I just go faster to get some seats because we were running a little bit challengingly late, but I could get there on time if I didn't walk at his pace and get some seats for us where he preferred to sit. And then he would just find me, and it didn't matter what time he would get there so that we could have some good seats. And I got to the bottom of the stairs, and the stairs were literally very, very steep. That was the steepest stairs I've ever been on. And I didn't hear anything, but the Holy Spirit said to me in my thoughts, stop and turn around right now. I was at the bottom of the stairs and I just obeyed and I just turned around and I saw he had fallen. He didn't make any noise or anything, so I wouldn't have known. I would have just gone to the conference and I don't know if he could have gotten up by himself or not, because I didn't realize that his knee had actually given out and was a challenge. And so I went over to help him. He had things in his hands that we were taking to the conference, like notebooks and stuff. And so I got those out of his hand and helped him up and helped him down each stair. And we did an unaware sins prayer each step. And each step, he did a tag of, my knee has been healed by the stripes of Jesus. So I said, James's knee. When he said my knee, so we could do it together, has been healed by stripes of Jesus. Every step, we did another unaware sins prayer and another healing tag. Every step, so he can get down those stairs. Because on a scale of 1 to 10, zero to 10, zero meaning zero pain and 10 being hospitalization challenge, the pain was about a
About a 20,
20.
way out there, yeah.
And in the natural, after hearing your knee pop or whatever, most people would say, call 911. No, instead he called on 1 John 1:9. And at first he was gonna go back to the hotel room, and then he said, no, we came to this conference. God sent us to this conference. The devil's trying to keep me from this conference. And it's a incredible training that he needed for a new business venture. And he said, we're going to go. And I said, okay, if you want to go, I'll go with you. And every step of the way, that's what he did.
We practically preach at ABC. Go ahead.
Everything that we, were taught at ABC and we preach at ABC, he put into practice. And each step got easier and easier, but it was still excruciating. It was still very challenging, very limping. He had a lean on me, like a crutch to get to where we needed to be. And he was a trooper. He went through every single event, went to all the other breakout meetings in another story up in another building. He said, "I'm gonna walk as if this never happened. These are lying symptoms. I'm rejecting them. I'm not receiving these symptoms in the name of Jesus." And as I watched him in the natural, anybody else that was a non-ABCer probably would have gone to the hospital, gotten MRIs, probably be put in a, some kind of a knee cast or boot, and 6 months later, maybe, would be better in the natural. But he just was just doing what we were taught in the natural. To walk heel toe, but also spiritually to do his USPs and do his KOGs, establish the kingdom of God. And he dealt with any demons, devils, and evil spirits that attacked him. Those of you that know how to do that. And I've, for me, I had also fallen last October, and my leg had gone underneath my body and had doubled over underneath me. And I heard a pop there, challenge too. So the devil had attacked me then and attacked him this last week. And I did the same thing. And everyone kept saying, "You need to go get an MRI. You need to go to the ER." And I said, "No, I'm fine. I'll just keep praying." And people said, "You need a wheelchair when you go to the airport." And I said, "No, I don't. I'm just going to keep walking and I keep doing my affirmations." And in about 6 months, the pain level went from a 10 to about a 3. My walking was, I could see the improvement, the manifestation of the improvement. And so what ABC teaches really does work. But it took me about 6 months was a challenge. Of that manifestation of healing. And this was the exciting part. So we get back to the hotel room and we're doing our night prayers, and we always review, "Lord, what was the open door? It's either fear, unforgiveness, or offense. It's one of those three. Always one of those three. So, Lord, what was the open door?" So Pastor James was praying and asking the Lord those things, and the Lord revealed it to him. Because as we were traveling, it's hard to deal with stuff when you're on a plane, in an airport, whatever. And he had realized that there's someone that constantly does things that are offensive, and of course, forgave that person, but didn't realize he prayed and forgave them, didn't realize that he still had some hurt in his heart. And wasn't able to do a deeper cleanse of it because of traveling, and was able to identify that and do a deeper cleanse and a deeper forgiveness. And then we went to sleep. So then we went to the meeting the next morning, and I'm going to show you what was the result. Yeah, I'm going to share screen with you. So I took a video of him. And this was the result. I'm going to play it one more time. It's a very, very fast video. Okay, so a picture tells a story more than 1,000 words. So I just thought that you guys would enjoy seeing the results
So
of
we
his healing. Hooray, praise the Lord. And that was an amazing 24-hour healing. Just amazing.
which
We
shows
just praise
that
the Lord.
when offense comes in, you've got to get rid of it right away. We cannot walk in offense and have that challenge for us, you know.
Amen. So we're going to pray for you now. Those of you that have been standing on God's word, we know that you're very diligent to do your prayers, your affirmations. We know you're very diligent to forgive people and to not walk in offense and to not be in fear. And sometimes we have to dig even deeper. Is there anything else that I might need to know, Lord, that may be blocking any healing? So this morning was a really exciting morning at Wake 6:33. And what happened?
We're really blessed at Awake 633 because this is the third or fourth time that Jesus has actually shown up at our 633 times. And no, it's not an angel that looks like Jesus because Jesus does things that angels don't do. Okay.
And
Today, for example, go ahead.
Jesus receives our worship,
Right. We worship this.
and he also heals us.
Yes. And he heals us. People are miraculously healed. But today, as I had reflected on the challenge of the trip, he came in and literally reached aside my heart and took all this gunk that I pushed down for years of all the challenges I've had. You know, I thought I'd forgiven people and I'd forgiven them verbally, but there was still that touch of resentment that just sat there and festered and festered and caused problems.
Which you were unaware of.
I was unaware of.
Yeah.
I thought I'd done it. But today, when he was done with me, it was like my entire system was completely cleaned out, just brand new, restored. And words cannot express how good I'm feeling. So, what I'd like to do is to impart that on to you right now. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. And Lord, just you came in and touched me this morning. I ask that anointing to flow through and touch everybody here, that no matter what challenges they have from the past, no matter what is hurting them, no matter what they think they've forgiven, if there's any residual stuff down there, that you clean it out right now, that they can come completely in line with you, cleaned and restored, completely transformed. The minds are renewed, that just as Jesus on the cross said, "Forgive them, Father, if they know not what they do." We can walk in that total forgiveness without being offended at anybody. And that whatever's in the past, we get rid of and give to you, Lord. That's why you went to the cross. You took it for us. And we're not going to hold on to it anymore. We're going to give it to you now. In Jesus' name. Mr.
And
Kennedy, you want to add?
Lord God, as this anointing is saturating every person now, that same anointing that Jesus imparted in his visitation today to Pastor James, that we receive, Lord, to cleanse our hearts of anything that we're not aware of. We are loving, forgiving people, but we don't know sometimes when there's still wounds in our hearts of hurts of the past. And we ask you to cleanse that right now and to cleanse our soul, restore our soul right now, Lord God, of who we are in you, Lord God. That every person that has ever heard the words, "You're a failure," that's a lie of the devil. That you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And every person that has heard the words that you can't become anything good in this life. That's a lie of the devil, because everything that God has made is good. And God has made us to be overcomers in Christ Jesus. And every person has ever thought, will I ever be healed of this? That's a lie of the devil, because God says that you are already the healed of the Lord. And all of that is a lie of the devil. Every lying symptom has been rejected by God, and we reject it too in Jesus' name. And every person that says, Lord, these trials and tribulations are taking so long, that's a lie of the devil, because we have the patience of the Lord. And the Lord has helped us through every step of the way, fighting the good fight of faith, that what the devil has meant for bad, God is turning around for good. And we receive that turnaround now in Jesus' name. And we allow you, Holy Spirit, to touch our hearts, to touch our minds, to touch our soul, to touch our bodies right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for your healing, your restoration, renewing our minds with your word, restoring our soul, healing us, Lord, in every way, shape, and form right now. Let's just soak in God's presence now. Just receive from Him. There are others who had knee challenges, and God has healed your knees right now. There are others of you that have had woundings in your heart from past offenses or ongoing offenses. And Jesus is cleansing your heart of all that, of any guilt or of mistakes or woulda, shoulda, couldas. He's removing all that. And anybody that needs healing in any way, shape, or form, Jesus' anointing is touching you right now, breaking every yoke of bondage of sickness and infirmity and disease, any heartache, any traumatic memories, any abuse, any hurts physically and emotionally, any heartache physically and emotionally. Thank you, Lord, for restoring, for rejuvenating, for healing, Someone's receiving a miracle right now. Someone's being set free right now. Depression's leaving. Grief is leaving. Unworthiness is leaving. God's perfect love is casting out all fears right now. Feel that wave of the anointing? It's like a wave coming at you right now. Strong wave of the Holy Spirit. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. And I worship you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. And I worship you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. And I worship you, Lord. I praise you,
Praise the
Lord,
Lord.
for your mercy endures forever. And I worship you, Lord. I praise
Praise
you,
the Lord.
Lord, for your mercy endures forever. And I worship you, Lord. I praise
Praise
you,
the
Lord,
Lord.
for your mercy endures forever. And I
Worship
worship
the
you,
Lord.
Lord. I praise
Praise
you,
the Lord.
Lord, for your mercy endures forever. And I worship
Worship
you,
the Lord.
Lord. I praise
Praise
you,
the
Lord,
Lord.
for your mercy endures forever. And I
Worship
worship
the
you,
Lord.
Lord. I praise
Praise
you,
the Lord.
Lord, for your mercy endures forever. And I worship
Worship
you,
the Lord.
Lord. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. And I worship you, Lord. One more time. I praise you, Lord, for your mercy
Worship the Lord.
endures forever. And I worship you,
Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. With a show of hands, who received something tonight from the Lord? Received something from the Lord tonight? Hands going up everywhere. Who received something from the Lord tonight? Raise your hands. If you don't know how to raise your golden hands, you can raise your real hand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, in the chat, who received healing in any way, shape, or form? Healing. Put number one in the chat, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Number one, you got healing from the Lord in any way, shape, or form. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't know how to put number one in the chat, you could put number one up in the air for your video. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, anybody like to share what the Lord has done for you? Put your hands up if you want to share what the Lord has done for you. Margie, did you want to share what the Lord has done for you?
It was a well, we're a small group and we're close because what I had been feeling was pain above my kidney, and it would come and go and come and go, and I just realized that it was from past abused from my parents. Their disciplinary methods were not the best. So I had been feeling that pain in the upper left hand, kidney. And the other day, it came to my mind that that's what I was feeling. So I forgave them. And then right now, I forgave them again as you led us to, and the pain is gone, completely gone,
Praise God.
all from my left side.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Yeah, sometimes you start that healing process, but you have to go deeper. So praise God. I'm so excited that you have the completed manifestation of your healing. Thanks for sharing. And we are a group that keeps that confidentiality, even though this is going to be on our website, but it's not a public website. Okay. And we all respect each other's testimonies. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Margie.
Thank you.
Anybody
Beth
else
had
want to?
her hand up. Beth, did you have something to say?
Beth, did you want to share? Let's see. You can unmute if you'd like to share. See the pop-up button, box that came up.
Okay. Go ahead.
Earlier today, I lost my voice. Tony had gone to the gym, and I tried to call him. And he answered the phone and says, "What's wrong with your voice? I can't hear you. What's wrong with your voice?" And I couldn't say to him, "This has been on me all day." And I came, the service started. Before the service started, I said, "In the name of Jesus, Satan, get out of my throat, get out of my body, get lost. I need my voice. I'm going to church. I need my voice." And thank God I have my voice. It's better than it has been all day long. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. That's a
Thank
great testimony, Beth. Wow. Praise the
you.
Lord. And Tony, did you feel a touch from Jesus in any way, shape, or form today, or the Holy Spirit?
This morning when I woke up, because I had some challenges last night, and I felt like when I woke up very early in the morning, and I had some stomach issue, and I felt like I wanted to throw up, and I went outside and had something to drink, and I said I was praying about it, and I lay down again. And I went back to sleep. And when I woke up, it was something to 8 o'clock. And I felt such a peace over me. There was such a peace. There was just peace and quiet. I haven't had this peace when I woke up before. I don't remember ever having this type of peace waking up in the morning. Just, peace and quiet. Thank you,
Well,
Jesus. Thank
during
God.
Awake 633 today, that was one of the things that the Lord was imparting to all ABCers and 633ers. So that's not coincidental that you
Not at
felt that
all.
today. That's
Well,
wonderful. Praise the Lord. And
thank you.
during the service, did you feel stronger or feel that you received a greater healing during the service tonight?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm hot and I'm I was, in and out a little bit,
Okay.
so I didn't notice any difference.
Okay,
I
but
just got back from the gym, and I'd left the ear on, but she turned off the ear, and so I come back, and I'm in this room that is hot, so.
well, we just pray that the Holy Spirit cools you down, and that we thank the Lord that you got that peace today. That's wonderful. Thanks for sharing. Okay, and Peter, what would you like to
Thank you.
share? Thanks for sharing, Beth and Tony.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's see if you can unmute. Can you see a pop-up box? You should be able to unmute now. There you go.
Okay. During the time after your prayer, Pastor Karen, we were just basking or considering. I was kind of checking to see if there was any unforgiveness. And I think I've done pretty well with unforgiveness. The thought came to me, there's a person I had forgiven in my heart, but I had don't recall ever speaking that forgiveness out loud. That was my ex-wife for leaving me. Mm. So today I spoke out loud, I forgive her, and I named her for leaving.
That's huge.
Praise God.
Very huge. Well, we thank you, Lord, for that revelation and being Peter's heart free of that hurt and those wounds in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for being so vulnerable, everybody.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody else want to share what the Lord did for you tonight or something that you'd like to share? Susan, okay. Okay, you should be able to unmute now.
Yep, there, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. What Tony was speaking about having peace, and then you relayed that this morning, that you had been praying for that at 6:33.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't able to attend 6:33 this morning.
Okay.
But this is amazing. I had that same peace. Wow. It was amazing. And I had challenged the last couple of days with not getting good sleep. And I had, how do I make this? Not a long story. I thought I had been challenged to have an account hacked. And so I had spent a lot of time researching, trying to verify whether or not that had happened or not. And I went and I looked and I verified everything. And I believe somebody was phishing and trying to get me to open things in order to accomplish that, because I verified everything was okay. But the peace that I had this morning when I woke up after that day yesterday and was unbelievable. And I knew, I cannot describe the words to you to tell you that I know that I know that I know that the Lord took care of it and everything is okay. And I just had this amazing peace that everything is safe. I'm safe. I can't put into words the depth of that peace and assurance. And I can't find the words to describe it. But when Tony was talking about the peace that he had, I'm like, yeah, that happened to me this morning. Praise it happened God. To me. It was so strong. It was so strong. It's amazing. I'm just so grateful to the Lord because I know he took care of everything.
Amen. It does our hearts good to see that we are connected in the spirit and we do cover everyone's prayer and you're receiving that prayer.
Mm-hmm. And, thank you.
Just know whether or not you can be there, that you are still recipients of that prayer. Thank you for sharing that, Susan. That was awesome. Appreciate that. Maria, did you have your hand up? Did you still want to share something, Maria?
Yes. A couple of years ago, I had challenge on my knees, and I got over it, you know, with prayer and everything. And my knees are fine, but they're since that time, I had a lump on one of them. It didn't hurt, but a lump stayed on one of my knees, on my right knee. And today, when you were praying over us, I said, well, let me take a look. Let me see if this lump is gone. It's gone.
Hallelujah.
It's gone.
Thank you, Jesus. I have a normal knee. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Wow. That's a great testimony, Maria. Wow. That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Appreciate you sharing. Anybody else want to share? Andrew, okay.
Evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So I felt more peace this morning to kind of like agree with everyone that they're feeling the same thing. I felt more at peace this morning. And after the prayers that we did, I felt less of a spiritual pressure that was on me and more at peace and more calm than I was when I previously started the class tonight.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Right. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's pretty significant for Andrew because he was going through a lot of challenges. So thank the Lord for that, Andrew. Amen. Thanks for sharing. Tony, did you want to share something else?
This morning when I woke up, you know, this little thing is a devil. This little thing here, the phone. Because I'll get up and I look at the phone and see what's the temperature and stuff like that. And then I scroll down and I'll read something and it's saying that bad news that AI is going to, because of AI, is going to cause it to get hacked more often and be scammed more often. And I went back to bed and I'm thinking about that and I'm thinking about a lot of other stuff. And I'm saying, and a voice come to me and said, you need to stop reading this and read your Bible more. Read your Bible.
You got that service tonight.
That must be the Holy Spirit, I think.
Yes.
We talked about the Holy in tonight's service, what you put into your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, what's more powerful than AI? Is GI, God intelligence, okay?
I like that.
God has you covered. If you do your things right, he's got you covered. And how much man can put into AI, it doesn't matter. God is smarter. The Holy Spirit knows more, and we follow them, okay?
Amen.
All right. So good thing that the Holy Spirit brought you that peace. So AI can't rob us of any peace, right? Because we have that peace inside of us because it's part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. Are we ready for communion? Do you want to do a USP?
Let's do a USP, and then Peter and Gwen are going to do communion tonight. So repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9. Okay, so I'm going to, there, Peter. Okay, Peter.
Okay. I'm reading Matthew, Mark, and Luke all say virtually the same words. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And John, going to John 6, 53 to 58, and 53, Jesus said to them, he's speaking to a group of people here, not just the disciples. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. 54, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So we have a wonderful, wonderful promise through partaking of communion. But after we eat, before we do the blood, I have another short remark. So let's go ahead and partake of the blood of Jesus. Body of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for your body. And I declare that we have been healed by your stripes, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
And after the supper, our Lord Jesus also took the cup, saying, "This is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. We thank you, Lord, that we are one of the many who accept this covenant of blood. You provide the blood, and we receive this covenant by providing our body, not as a sacrifice of death, but as a living sacrifice, a sacrifice of obedience unto life. We choose to die to self, but to live for you. As we drink this blood, we remind our Heavenly Father that Jesus said that if we eat his body, which we just did, and if we drink his blood, which we are about to do, then we shall never die, but we shall live forever. Lord Jesus, we shall be alive and be remaining in faith when you return. And we shall be given a fully glorified body, and we shall put on immortality. We now drink your precious life-saving blood, receiving it with thanksgiving and in remembrance of all you have done and all you do for us. We receive now in Jesus' name.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
All right, let's do our 20 affirmations. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
And thanks, Gwen and Peter. That was beautiful communion. Appreciate that.
Thanks. You ever ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Hey, praise the Lord. Okay. Well, before we sign off, Pastor Matthew, would you do us the honor of doing the body next week? And Andrew, do you do us the honor of doing the blood next week?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Andrew? Better I mute him so you can mute.
Okay. Sorry, were you guys referring to me?
Yes. Could you do the blood next week?
Yes, of course.
Thank you very much. Great.
Okay, great. Right.
And thank you all for coming tonight. I will close out in prayer now.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. My sister's coming in
next Wednesday. I'm not going to be able, I don't think I'm going to be here next Wednesday.
We understand. Thanks for letting us know. No problem.
All right. Sorry. I just realized that.
Yeah, we get it. Believe me. Okay. Nick, how about you? Do you do the body next week?
Can you get, that was, the unmute was on.
Oh, we can hear you now.
Okay.
Oh, so next week is okay for you due to the body?
I believe so, yes. I will. Yes, it should be good.
Okay, all great. Right. So Nick, the body, and Andrew, the blood. And then Pastor Matthew another time.
Right.
When he's available.
Sounds good. Pastor Matthew, do you honor us by closing out tonight then, please?
Sure. Father, your word promises us and tells us that you are the God of peace. Jesus is one of Jesus's titles, is even the Prince of Peace. And Father, we thank you that we draw strength from your peace. We thank you that one of the fruit of the Spirit is peace. And we thank you, Father, for blessing us today through this service and through the experiences of our life today from 6:33 and tonight, blessing us with peace. We thank you, Father, that as we go through the rest of this week, that we will focus on you and who you are as the God of peace in our lives. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That was a great service.